joining us for another podcast from the youth team at Ballygowan Presbyterian Church. Today's podcast is taken from our 2023 Youth Weekend Giants. In today's podcast, Andrew encourages us to take a giant step.
So all weekend we have been looking at the giants that we face, the giants that we struggle with, the giants that are in our lives. Today we're going to turn that around. And today we're going to throw this back to you. And today we're going to ask you to consider a giant step. So we want to move away from thinking about the giants that we struggle with and the giants we fight with. And we want you to consider this idea of taking a giant step. We've looked at how we stand up to our giants, how we overcome them, and how we, as giants of the faith, can stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before. Those that we have been learning about each morning, and how we can continue sharing God's amazing life-giving love and truth throughout this small planet that we call home. And all weekend we have been challenging you to think and reflect on what that means for you in your life. And what that would look like for you personally. And this afternoon, we really want to encourage you to take everything we've said one step further. We want to encourage you to take a giant step. For some of you, that might mean stepping into a life following Jesus. For others, it might mean recommitting to your faith, to living it out every day, or just beginning to get serious about it. For others, it's going to mean leaving this place knowing that you need to do battle with some of the giants that are in your life. And whatever of those categories you fall into, our prayer as leaders and my prayer is that you will leave here knowing that whatever you need to do, you will walk out of those doors with the knowledge that you are not doing it alone. But before we start, let's just pray. God, we just pray for each and every head bowed here. God, we thank you for their willingness to engage with you this weekend. Holy Spirit, we say come. Come and dwell among us. Have your way work in our hearts and in our minds. God, we pray that each and every person here will be a person that is filled with your courage and your boldness. That right now, God, they will leave their thoughts of their friends and their families and everything that they think of them behind. And God, they will just focus on you and what you're saying to them. Help them to be bold. Help them to be courageous. Help them to be brave. Help them to take up their place as children of you. God, be with me as I speak and give me the words straight from heaven, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. Okay, so guys, this weekend we've been hearing stories of God at work in people's lives. The giants they've overcome and how they have seen Jesus work through them. And this afternoon we're going to look at someone in the Bible who had a giant decision to make. We are going to jump about a bit, so if you have your Bible, you're more than welcome to try and follow along. If you have decided that the weekend is already over and you've packed your Bible away, then you can just listen. And enjoy and engage. Really, really encouraging boys to see that the girls have their Bibles and the boys are done. Bar a couple. So yeah, okay. So you guys are going to listen in really, really, really well. So we're going to go to the book of Luke and we're going to go to chapter 22 and verses 54 to 62. I mean, we've been battling with giants all weekend and clearly yous are determined to make me battle with the giant I've not been able to see up here. So it'd be really helpful if I could have some lights, please. Luke chapter 22, verse 54. Whoa. I wanted the lights and I got the sun. Okay, so, gosh, that's really bright. Luke 22, verse 54 to 62. It says they arrested Jesus and they led him away. They brought him into the house of the high priest, and Peter followed far behind them. After the soldiers started a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat together, Peter went and sat with them. A servant girl who saw Peter sitting there in the light and looking closely at him said, "This man was also with him." But Peter said, "This is not true." He said, "Woman, I do not know him." A short time later, another person saw Peter and said, "You are also one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." About an hour later, another man insisted, "Certainly this man was with him, because he is from Galilee too." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At once, while Peter was still speaking, a cockerel crowed. Then the Lord turned, looked straight at Peter, and Peter remembered what the Lord had said. "Before the cockerel crows this day, you will say three times that you do not know me." And then Peter went outside and cried bitterly. In that moment, Peter had a huge decision to make. He had a giant decision to make. Jesus had been arrested. He was in the courtyard. He was being taken away. He had walked with Jesus for 3 years. He had spent every day of his life with Jesus. He had seen him do all the signs and wonders and miracles that we read about in the Bible. He had witnessed it firsthand. He had encountered it firsthand, and he had been a part of it. He had seen Jesus take a step and stand up for the persecuted, stand up for the broken, stand up for the lonely, the rejected. He had seen Jesus heal people. He had seen Jesus do an amazing work in their lives. But when it came Peter's turn to stand up, when it was his turn to make a difference, he chose to deny him. This is somebody who had lived his life with Jesus for 3 years, and he chose to deny him three times. And I bet if you'd asked him before this, he would have said, "Absolutely, I will stand up for Jesus. I will never deny him." In fact, when Jesus had prophesied what was going to happen to him, when he had said what was going to happen to him beforehand, and he said that someone was going to deny him, Peter said, "It will not be me. I will not be the one that will fall." But yet, when he had that choice, he chose to deny him. And for many of us, I'm sure we have been in similar situations. Maybe not facing the Roman guard on the eve of a crucifixion, but I'm pretty sure we've been given opportunities to stand up for our faith, to stand up for Jesus, but actually we have chosen to deny it. Whether that's with our friends or in our families or even in the day-to-day choices that we make each and every day. We've all made a wrong choice like Peter. And we all have to live with the consequence of that. There's consequences to every action that we do. And no matter what you do, whether it's a good choice or a bad choice, there will be a consequence. But it's how we live past that matters. It's how we respond to the choices we make and the consequences we face that really matter. Peter went away and cried bitterly because he remembered Jesus had told him what was going to happen, and he still denied him. But that wasn't the end of Peter, as we all know. If we jump ahead into the book of John and chapter 21, 4 to 19, it tells us this. It says, "Early the next morning, Jesus stood on the shore." This was after Jesus had been crucified, after he had rose again. Mary had just seen him at the tomb. So following on from last night. It says, "Early the next morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the followers did not know that it was Jesus. Then he said to them, 'Friends, did you catch any fish?' They answered, 'No.' He said, 'Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.' So they did, and they caught so many fish that they could not pull the net back into the boat. The follower whom Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' When Peter heard him say this, he wrapped his coat around himself and he jumped into the water. The other followers went ashore in the boat, dragging the net full of fish. They were not very far from the shore, only about 100 yards, when they stepped out of the boat and onto the shore. They saw a fire of hot coals, and there were fish on the fire, and there was bread. Then Jesus said, 'Bring some of the fish that you have just caught.' Simon Peter went into the boat and pulled the net to the shore. It was full of big fish. And even though there were so many, the net did not tear. Jesus said to them, 'Come and eat.' None of the followers dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and he gave it to them along with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus had showed himself that he had been raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." A third time he said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him for a third time, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you tied your own belt and you went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will put out your hands and someone else will tie you and take you where you do not want to go." Then Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." Again, in this part of the story, Peter is presented with another huge decision. Jesus has come back. In fact, he's actually presented with many giant decisions. Jesus is back. Jesus is there standing in front of him. The first decision he made was they moved their nets from one side of the boat to the other. They trusted this stranger on the shore, but they knew what, they just knew, and they moved their net across. And if we think back to earlier in the Bible, Jesus had performed a similar miracle when they couldn't catch the fish and he told them to move. This was his way of showing them that it was him, that he was back. Remember, the disciples at this point didn't know that Jesus had risen. He chose to take a simple step in faith and move his net to the other side. Then, when he realized it was Jesus, he made the choice to jump out of the boat and run to him. That's how desperate he was to get to see Jesus again. He knew that he had denied him not that long before, and he wanted to get to him. So he jumped out of the boat and he ran to him. Then on the beach, after Jesus had asked him, does he love him, and had given him a task, he chose to be the man that Jesus could trust to build his church upon. 3 days earlier, the exact same man who had made that decision to deny Jesus and say he didn't know him, in 3 days, Jesus had appeared to him. He had forgiven him for what he had done before, and he told him to go. He told him to go and spread his gospel around the world. Peter made the giant decision to go. He knew that just like Jesus, he was going to die for that decision. But he did it. If Peter hadn't made that decision, we wouldn't be sitting here today. Because Peter was the one that went and took the gospel. And for us, even though there are times when we have been like Peter, we can choose to have that same reaction as he did. We can choose to realize that we got it wrong. We can choose to look to Jesus. We can choose to run to him and to follow him from this point forward. Today is the day that you can choose to put your mark on the ground and say, this is the moment when I know who you are. And I know that I will have questions. I know that I will have doubts. I know that I will continue to have struggles. But God, I know that you are God. I know that you exist. Help me to follow you. And the Bible is full of people who got it wrong. Full of people who made unwise and foolish decisions, but who saw Jesus' love and forgiveness coming through, and then who devoted their lives to following him. And as we prepare to leave here, I'm going to ask each and every one of you this. Are you prepared to take a giant step? And if the answer to that is no, then that's okay. But please don't leave here and never think about any of this stuff again. Instead, commit to building upon what you've learned and experienced this weekend. If your answer is yes, then that's fantastic. But now your challenge is to actually go and do that. For some of you, that's going to mean becoming a Christian for the first time. For others, it'll be realizing that you've got it wrong and reaffirming that commitment to Him. And we would love to pray for you if that's you before you leave. For some of you, it's realizing that, yeah, do you know what? I've got some stuff going wrong. There's stuff going on in my life that I need to deal with, that I need to respond to. It's about being honest with yourself about those things. It's about losing the shame. I had a look through the prayer room earlier, and some of you guys have been really honest in there. Don't let that go without doing something about it. Whether it's memories of things that you've done in the past, or giants in your own life that you struggle with, maybe your step is simply to commit to dealing with and knocking them down. And for others, there's going to be other stuff going on. Decisions to make about the friendships you keep, stuff going on with your family, stuff going on at home, and those battles in your own mind that only you know about. But what I want to remind you is this: Jesus already knows what's going on, and He wants to carry you through it. Remember what we talked about last night? He went to hell for us. He took that for you. He has claimed that victory for you. Are you going to walk in that? Are you going to be like David? Are you going to face your battles with the power of the Lord behind you? Are you willing to take a stone and go in ready, knowing that that one stone is going to knock out that giant from your life? That giant of disbelief, that giant of unbelief, that giant of uncertainty. Jesus already knows, and He wants to carry you through. And whichever of those categories you fall into, or maybe it's all of them, we want you to be bold, and we want you to take a step and commit your life to a life that is devoted to running after and following Jesus, learning more about Him, forgetting about what everybody else thinks, because at the end of the day, it's between you and Jesus. One thing we are certain of, one thing that I can tell you right now is going to happen, is at some point your time on this earth is going to end. And on that day, you will stand face to face. And I know where I want to be. You will meet Jesus. And do you want to get there knowing that you have denied Him? Guys, really invest in this. Live your lives devoted to Him. And yeah, we want you to be bold, and we're going to do something practical around that in a moment. But first, I want to leave you with one thing, one final thought. And it's this: remember that Jesus loves you. Remember your church family, and that's the people in this room and beyond, love you and care for you. And remember, most importantly of all, that you are worth it. You are worth what Jesus did for you on the cross. Guys, this weekend has been powerful in many ways. It's been a different weekend, but it's been good. And I know that so many of you still have questions and still have doubts and still have uncertainties. But don't leave here with those still in your mind. So, as we finish, we're going to do something very practical. If the answer to my question was yes, if you want to take that giant step. And if you don't, and you don't feel that's for you, then that's okay. Don't do it because your friends did it. Don't do it because I said we should do it. Do it because God is speaking to you, and do it because you know that it's the right thing. So, I'm going to ask everybody to stand up and put your Bibles and everything on the floor. Can you even play it out of your phone? I just do that, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few moments. I just want you to think about everything that was said. And then I'm going to read a passage from the Bible. And when I read it, I want you to really think about what it's saying. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes as well. And when I say go, if you are ready to take that step, whatever it is out of all those things I said, then on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to simply take a step. And that's it. It's that simple. That's all we're asking you to do. And if that is not something that you're feeling or you're not, then that's fine. Just stay where you are. But we're going to just take a few moments as we finish to just allow Jesus to do what he wants to do. So yeah, just close your eyes and where you are, just let God speak. Jesus said to his followers, go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who does not believe will be punished. And those who believe will be able to do these things as proof. They will use my name to force out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up snakes and drink poison without being hurt. They will touch the sick, and the sick will be healed. Guys, whatever it is, just think about it. I'm just going to take a few moments, but if that is you, if you are ready to take that step, then commit in your heart to Jesus that you want to do it. On the count of three, we're going to be bold together. One, two, three. God, we just thank you for each and every person here. God, we thank you for those that have chosen to take a step for you. God, we just pray that in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead, God, that you will continue to strengthen them and affirm them in their faith and their relationship with you. Holy Spirit, come and have your way in this place. Have your way in their lives. God, they are children of God and they are protected by the blood of the Lamb. God, we pray your blessing upon them. God, for each and every other person here, we just pray that you continue to guide them, you continue to bless them. God, that you will continue to carry them with your righteous right hand. God, it's all about you, and we thank you for everything that you have done this weekend. God, you are amazing, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
We hope and pray that you have been encouraged by this teaching. For more information on our youth ministry, you can visit us at ballygownpresbyterian.com or check us out on social media at Ballygown Youth.